Hey everybody, Jerome Bivens in Baltimore, September 12, 2023. And the United States Congress, that is the House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate, they're all back in D.C. after their summer break. And they're getting back to work. And of course, I'm using that term loosely. It would seem that the Speaker of the House is on the verge of announcing that he is going to put forward an impeachment inquiry regarding President Biden. That's not a formal impeachment process. It's just where the House of Representatives gets together and they do whatever it is they do in preparation for possibly maybe going forward against Joe Biden in terms of impeachment. No, nobody's being impeached. It's not like Donald Trump, but it is a direct result of the Trump hysteria because we have this tit for tat. This, oh, well, you do me, I'm gonna do you. You do me, I'm gonna do. It's like children. It's like children, and I can't help but reflect on Watergate. I can't help and reflect upon not only Richard Nixon, but the state of politics back during Watergate, because it wasn't a question of the Democrats coming down against Richard Nixon. It wasn't a question of the independents coming down against Richard Nixon. It was the Republicans and the Democrats united against Richard Nixon. Let me repeat that again. It was Republicans and Democrats. Republicans and Democrats came down against Tricky Dick. And again, this is the state of politics then. It was not about party. It was not about political theater. It wasn't about political points. It was about the country. And it just so happens that everybody, and I do mean everybody, Republicans, Democrats, independents, blacks, whites, men, women, everybody was hurt by Richard Nixon's conduct. He blemished the office of president, he blemished our U.S. Constitution. And he blemished the United States of America. We have always held ourselves out globally as the model civilization. This is a country where anybody can be anything that they want as long as they're willing to work hard. But there are no cutting of corners. And certainly, most certainly, the President of the United States never does anything untoward. So Richard Nixon's conduct was an insult to independents, Democrats, and most of all, Republicans, because the Republican Party did not endorse anything that Nixon did. As a matter of fact, the Republican Party was put off more than anybody else because they knew it made them look bad. And they did not want to look bad. They wanted to be viewed as loyal to the Constitution. And they wanted to make sure that everybody knew that above all, the Republican Party was the party that endorsed the rule of law. Fast forward to 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023. I'm sorry, I jumped way past 2016 because that's when all this bullshit started. This Trump hysteria. See, back during Watergate, there was unity. Trump hysteria is based upon division. Back during Watergate, there was solidarity. Trump hysteria is based on chaos. Back during Watergate, the United States of America meant something, and people were proud to say they were from the United States of America. Now, because of Trump hysteria, there is no United States of America. You're either a Trump supporter or you're not. And if you're not a Trump supporter, you're an outsider, you're a ne'er-do-well, and you really, really feel threatened. We have to remember the United States of America. There's one word in there that's important, and that is united. And remember, I'm a black man, and I have suffered just as my culture has suffered. But we are still proud to be Americans because America gives us hope. Whether you're male, whether you're female, whether you're Asian, whether you're Native American, African, you always have hope. You always have hope. But this Trump hysteria, I really wish the Republicans would study their history and try to live by the lessons that the Republicans themselves exhibited during the Nixon era. Justice for everybody.